Marilyn from Michigan holding the line for you Michiganders until you got here.
You can take over now, Nancy. It's your turn.
All right.
Some of the people were giving their secrets of the computer games they play and keep them entertained.
Oh, that's funny.
We've had someone else join us. Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call. When you get a chance, would you like to keep your name and locations, please?
Yeah, hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. Someone else has joined us. Would you like to give your name and location, please?
Sherry Hampton, Atlanta.
Oh, welcome, Atlanta. Glad you're back again. I think someone else is there. Would you have a chance? Would you like to give your name and location?
Teresa, Pleasanton, California.
Ah, more California delegation. Welcome. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
And if in... Morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Barely.
Yes.
Did you win?
That's me.
Oh my goodness, honey, you sound bad.
Well,
have you tried the chicken soup, Win?
Yes, I did.
Probably the first thing you reached for.
At least we're back in Sedona. Terry and I have been driving all over the place. Both of us got sick.
Oh,
no. The expo.
Oh, you have to drink some hot tea with honey in it, man.
Yeah.
Who is that, Lisa?
Guess who's on? Gina from Hawaii.
You don't recognize my voice. I've been gone that long. I can't believe
it.
You don't recognize my voice.
Oh, there it is. I got it. Okay. It's so nice to have you back.
Oh, it's so nice to be back. You know, the whales were so wonderful. They were just
good morning.
Safe.
Okay.
Go, Sorry. Dave.
From Tombstone.
I don't want to interrupt Wynn.
No, interrupt me, Jesus.
Okay, we have a lot of people join us. If you get a chance, would you like to give your name and location? Welcome to the Sunday Grid Healing Call.
Good morning, this is Ashley from Calgary, Canada.
Hi, Ashley, how are you doing today?
I'm fabulous, thank you, and you?
Great, glad to have the Canadians here, too.
Thank you.
And I think other people have joined us. If you have a chance, please give your name and location.
Lori from Tombstone,
Lincoln, California.
Tombstone and California. Welcome, welcome. A lot of people popping in. When you get a chance, please give your name and location.
Connie from San Diego.
Oh, San Diego, California. Multiple check-ins, but we can pick up part of it. So welcome. Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call. If you just joined us, please give your name and location when you get a chance.
Susan from Mesa.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good.
There was someone else in there.
Yes. If you haven't checked it, please give your name and location when you get a chance.
Francis,
wow, a lot of people checking in at once. Hard to hear, but welcome. Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call. Welcome to the Grid Healing Call. If you get a chance, please give your name and location.
My name is Amadi Sedanto. I'm in Alhambra, California.
Another Californian. Welcome.
Thank you.
Someone else has just joined us. Would you like to give your name and location, please?
Derek
Lynch
from California.
Wow, California people must all be waking up at the same time. Welcome. Glad to have you. And if there's anyone else who hasn't checked in, please, when you get a chance, give your name and location, please.
Debbie in Washington.
Wow, welcome.
Debbie in Washington, was that?
Yeah.
Hi, Debbie.
Welcome. Someone else has joined us. Would you like to give your name and location, please? Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call. Please give your name and location if you get a chance.
Hi, it's Brendan Coeur d'Alene.
Welcome, Coeur d'Alene. Another usual habitual. Oh, welcome. Glad to have you again. Someone else has just checked into Sunday's Grid Healing Call. When you get a chance, please give your name and location. Now, Marilyn, I have an idea. Whenever I say that and we have an anonymous, use a false voice and give a name and location. Someone else has joined us. Welcome to Sunday's Great Healing Call. Would you like to give your name and location, please?
Rick Farnbrock, Iowa City.
Oh, Iowa City, welcome. Thanks for being here today. Someone else has joined us on the Sunday Great Healing Call. Would you like to give your name and location, please?
Hi, this is Julie from San Diego.
Hey, welcome. Glad to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
Someone else has joined us. If you get a chance, give your name and location, please.
Ruth, Minnesota.
Ruth, Minnesota, welcome. How are you?
I think I'm doing well.
Ah, then you're ahead of the game. Hi, welcome to Sunday's Great Healing Call. Do I keep your name and location, please?
Hey, this is Greg from Olympia.
Hey, welcome.
How you doing?
Doing great, doing great. Someone else has joined us. Would you like to give your name and location? I'm hearing a lot of... Hi.
Hello,
would you like to give your name and location? Oh, welcome, welcome. Oh, welcome. I'm getting a lot of feedback. If you've got a speakerphone on, you might want to turn off the speaker. Or maybe it's just my equipment. Yeah.
You can just mute yourself. Star 6, people.
Is anybody hearing us on BBS right now?
No.
I thought Don said we were on already.
Don't you wish Star 6 would work in the outside world?
You mean it doesn't?
Who's your boss?
Hi, Ross.
Let me, okay, I'm gonna do Star 5. Hey, I wanna greet everybody who's coming in on our BBS radio and is listening to us all check in. This is our Sunday, we call it a grid healing, and if you're checking in for the first time, I don't usually sound this way. I have a cold. And
Wayne, excuse me, did you start your recording yet? Did you want to?
Actually, I'm going to unmute it for a while, let people tune in for another minute. But thank you, Dave. You're becoming as good as eyes now.
Let me post it right in front of my face.
All right. So we're going to start in just a moment. We'll just check in a few more people. Dave in Illinois is checking people in. And I'm going to unmute everybody. All right, Dave, we're unmuted.
Okay.
Dave's in Indiana.
Indiana. Oh, God, I get those I states mixed up.
For those of you who have just checked in, welcome to Sunday's Great Healing Call. Get a chance, would you like to give your name and location, please?
Hello, Wendy.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to the Sunday Great Healing Call again. Welcome to Sunday Great Healing Call. Would you like to give your name and location, please?
This is Donna from Kingman.
Hi, Donna. How are you? This is Dave in Indiana.
Well, hello, Dave.
Welcome. Happy Sunday.
Thank you.
Hey.
We've had other people join us. If you get a chance, would you like to give your name and location?
Hi, Brent, this is from New York, Carolyn, and I'm in Uganda.
Ah, well, yeah, I heard several at once, but welcome to everybody. It's getting kind of hectic. Welcome to Sunday Great Healing Call. If you get a chance, would you like to give your name and location, please?
This is Anna in
Seattle. Well, welcome, more Seattle people.
Hi,
John
in Hawaii.
And I just said this is
Joan
from Uganda.
Joan from Uganda.
Whoa, welcome, Joan.
Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Okay, we got that, Carolyn. We've got a lot of other people join us. Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call. If you get a chance, would you like to give your name and locations, please?
Hi, this is Jean from South Dakota.
Hi, Susan, South Dakota.
Hello.
Hi. When you get a chance, would you like to give your name and location, please, if you're just checking in?
This is Steve in Miami.
Steve in Miami. How are you today, Steve?
Fine, thank you. Hi to everybody.
Hi. I bet the weather is beautiful in Miami.
It is today.
Send some up to the Midwest, please.
Okay, it's on its way.
Someone else just joined us. Welcome to Sunday's BBS call, Grid Healing. Would you like to give your name and locations, please?
Jerry, Buffalo, New York.
Hi, Julie in Buffalo. How are you?
Jerry.
Jerry.
Excellent. Jerry, welcome. Other people have just joined us. If you get a chance, could you give your name and location?
Hi, this is Raleigh, or Diana, and I'm in Westminster, California.
Oh, welcome. Huge Californian delegation today.
Rally, you're in Westminster?
Yes.
Would you believe Terry and I just spent 3 days in Westminster?
You did?
Yeah, how come you didn't come visit us?
Well, you know, I couldn't make it to the conference, so yeah, I wish you would let me know you were staying so close.
Welcome today. We've had a lot of people check in. If you have a chance, please give your name and location.
I'm in Turnham, Alabama.
Wow, Alabama, welcome. If you get a chance, would you like to give your name and location, please?
West Virginia. Gabby.
Mel from
welcome.
Mel.
Welcome.
Mel.
And what's the weather report from the UK, Mel?
Marvelously sunny weather.
Oh.
Rita.
Well, welcome today. We've had some other people check in. If you have a chance, please give your name and location. Welcome to Sunday's Grid Healing Call. Welcome. Glad to have you.
Zoe, Sacramento, California.
Hi,
welcome.
Zoe.
Hi.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
Hi, Zoe.
Oh, hi.
I think I have Joanne with sisters on the line as well.
Oh, welcome, Joanne. Any others who may have...
Is Joanne in the background? Let's hear.
I heard her earlier when...
Joanne, are you there? Harry? We'll start the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, everybody. This is October 14th, 2012. And Terry, are you there, Terry?
I'm here.
Could you do star 8 and try to get rid of all those tones? Let me know when you've done it.
Okay. They're on.
Now they should be off. Keep going,
okay,
star
8. Okay, I'll do it
again. Yeah.
They're off.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for showing up this morning and supporting what we're doing here. And Terry and I just got back from a trip to Los Angeles, which both of us got sick. And we probably pushed ourselves a little too hard. Some of you were on the call last week, and we actually did that live talk. It was the first time ever we ever did anything like that. And we weren't supposed to do it, but the guy who produces the show booked my Sunday talk at 11 a.m., right in the middle of our grid healing. So we did it, and... We moved from the grid healing to a lecture, and lot of energy. It's like after we did that, for the rest of the day, I was like noodle soup, like the noodles anyway. And that's maybe why I need noodle soup. But excuse my voice. And let me see here. I was going to do something. There's a young man. In fact, I don't even know if he's a young man, because when you know people on the internet, you don't know. There's a young man who writes songs, and let me see if I got this. I'm going to play his song. He's on our group. His name is Dan Hoven. Never met him. I don't have his website, but I thought his song was worthy of playing on our Sunday call. And if any of you out there are also talented songwriters, poets, let me know. I hate to evaluate people, though, because I hate to say this doesn't fit and this does, but if you'll give me the permission to do that, send me something, and we might play your creation at the beginning of our call. So let's see if this works. I hope it does. Let's see.
I don't like the way that they make me feel, manipulating the deck and always keeping the deal. They push us to live in a negative timeline when we want to live in a positive time.
But I could hear the words clearly.
Okay. All right. Great. Never know how that's going to work. Thank you, Dan, for submitting that. And we always have people here for the first time, and then we always have other people saying, how come you always explain it to the people that are there for the first time? Well, you know, if you really understand the spirit of what we're doing, then if I'm talking to people who are coming in for the first time and you're getting bored, you're missing something, because you could approach it as if you're holding the energy for the new people. And the new people are making decisions. They're deciding, do I want to come listen to this again? Is this for me? And if they hear something that doesn't make sense to them, and we don't do an introduction, they can easily drop out. And I think in this crucial decision-making process, that it's really important for those of you who are regulars to be patient. And I always keep it short, but at least what we're doing is kind of out of the box. And if I told you, those of you who are listening for the first time, go to this website and read about it. You may or you may not. And it will sound differently on the website than when you're here in person. So I thank everyone for being patient. Also being patient with my horsey voice today. We had an interesting trip. You know, we were actually in Westminster, California, and the reason we were there is because it's about 25 miles outside of LAX Hilton, where we did the expo. And I have a favorite cafe there called the Westminster Cafe. And the Westminster Cafe is hooked into the Motel 6. So I decided we should stay at the Motel 6, and then we could hang out at the Westminster Cafe, or I could. And if I have to do work, and Terry and I can have, like, separate places to be. And the reason I like the Westminster Cafe is it's one of those really old mom-and-pop cafes, and it has an extraordinary ambience to it. For example, every day that we were there, there were two guys playing scribbage, two old retired people, and the cafe kind of gives them a space to come in. It's like they keep track of people. It's like a community. And I think that's very rare. And I know we have someone on the line from Westminster, so I suggest you check it out. You'll probably like it. And their food is very good and very reasonable. So for new people who are listening for the first time today, this particular call has an unusual phenomena that many people experience. I can't promise you will, but I know that it's there to be experienced, and you might have to look for it a little bit. There's nothing about the work we do that has anything to do with belief, believing anything, believing that we're talking to who we say they are. It's a matter of self-discovery. It's a matter of paying attention and looking for resonances. The only thing I can say that you can believe in is my story, the things that happened to me, because there's no exaggeration. And if you read the Creator God book, you'll know that a series of events occurred for me that would be in the normal world, universe, the normal 3D Earth plane, not really possible. Couldn't really happen by the laws of this universe. So then you have to ask, how did they happen? Well, my conclusion is that these sources are who they say they are, and that each of us has the ability to expand our reality system, and that they're able to assist us to do that. Now, how do you expand your reality system, and how does somebody assist you in doing that? Well, you might think it's about a new philosophy, a new way of looking at things. Well, it does include that. It does include that, but that's not all it is. It's expanding how it feels to be you, how you can feel differently in spite of the fact that your entire life you may have felt the same way, and you think that's who you are. And I know when I was young, I remember the first time I had this experience, because I was brought up in Philadelphia. I was brought up in, I guess, a somewhat contracted middle-class family. I had a lot of pain in my body, but I didn't know I had pain because I was so used to dealing with it. And as I had certain experiences, I remember I had a first experience of not feeling the pain in my body. And I said, how did that happen? Where did that come from? And so I didn't really understand it. Probably I understand it better now. But my goal in doing this call, particularly our Sunday call, is to create a reference point so that you might have a different experience of yourself. If you're having certain pain, you might find that pain might lift during this call. We do have people that have miracles and healings, but I don't like to promise that or encourage that, because if it doesn't happen, you may think we're failures, and maybe it'll happen down the road. So be open to the possibility, but don't overwhelmingly expect some miracle is going to happen, although we have many, many instances where it does happen. And what we've learned is that we have an energy inside of us, each of us, and it's possible for our energies to link with each other, to connect. And when that happens, there's a shift that occurs, because we suddenly don't feel alone. We feel connected. And then I've learned, that there are energies, awarenesses, that are not in this dimension. And they also have the ability to connect with us. And there's millions of them, and they want to connect. But most of us have cut ourselves off from their frequency, from their signal. And so another purpose of this call is to connect with those signals. And the unusual thing that happens on our Sunday call is not only do we get a chance to connect with their signal, some of us, but they get a chance to talk to us and explain to us how it looks from their perspective and how they can interact with us. So it's not magic. It's just that they're invisible to us. And, well, maybe that looks like magic because they're invisible. But you know what? Even those of us on the line are invisible to each other, and yet we become friends. If you heard people checking in at the beginning of the call, they act like they know each other. Of course, they hear their voices. And so what we're doing is learning how to connect with invisible energies that are loving, that are positive, and that can help us lift from our point of contraction, where we feel alone and separated, and we're so used to feeling that way that we don't know that we could feel another way. So it's my hope that on this call, there's a reference point for you to do that. And, you know, we have a healing list. And at one point, we used to be like 30 or 40 people on this call for a long time. And people used to just say their issues and put it into the light. And then I created a healing list. And we have so many people on it, I can't possibly read them all. But there is going to be two or three times during this call where you can hold this in your consciousness and telepathically, we think, link to our sources. And for many people, I've already gotten emails that that works. And you don't have to say it out loud for something to occur. And in the meantime, I have this list. So I'm going to read some of the people in their cities and their requests. But I'm not going to go through the whole thing. You know, if you got the email today, I have a link on that email that goes to this list. And you can take your own time and moment and scroll through it slowly and send love light to these people. So we have Jack Stackhouse in Aztec, New Mexico. And I think he's sending the light to his wife, Elizabeth Stackhouse. I don't know if that's his wife or not, for chronic pain, and Sierra Stackhouse for chronic fatigue and inflammation. And then we have Delia Tejada in San Antonio, Texas, and whose daughter is going for gastric bypass surgery tomorrow at 7 a.m. for reverse type 2 diabetes. We put her in the light. And we have here from Kathleen Gray in Washington, Pennsylvania, healing for her son-in-law, Gary. And he has been diagnosed with cancer, and he's a young man, 33 years old. So let us send Gary the light and ask our sources to help. Dave Fitzsimmons in Margate, New Jersey. Hey, Dave, when I lived in Philadelphia, we went to Atlantic City every summer, so Margate is next to Atlantic City. Brings me back to reminiscing. Now, he is sending the light in general to the problem of addiction for preteens, teens, parents who have children that are addicts, counselors in the methadone clinics who are witnesses to the ravages of opiate addiction, and sending the love light to any spirit or soul who passed over because of an overdose. And thank you, Dave, and all those people who are going through addiction, drugs of any sort, and the people that work with them and the parents. Luann Elmore in St. Louis, healing and health for Vicki Lawson, her friend. Paul Tate in England. We ask for a clearing of his ear infection. I think I'm beginning to feel and think differently, especially after reading your book, the Creator God book. It's as if I always knew this. Lots of love to all who are knowing. Lisa Rapolo in Joliet, Illinois. I suffered with Hashimoto's disease for 13 years, and recently it is getting worse. I have a goiter and cannot lose weight. My doctor is proactive and increased my medication, but my goiter isn't going away, and I feel it will need to be removed sooner rather than later. I'm at my wits' ends, and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Please help me put this disease in the light. And then we have John Steinbauer, in Cazenovia, New York. I always say hello and want you to know I love you all so very much. Thank you for bringing their school's energy and love to our third dimensional reality. I would love to put in the light my parents in Michigan, my brother in Michigan, my sister in New York City, and my other sister in Florida. Also to my parents' neighbors who are going through a very trying time to find family, my wife and two daughters. And please assist me with my interview this Friday. I've been laid off for a year now. And please help the souls of our planet Earth and the species heal and progress to the shift taking place. Thank you. Bless everyone. John, thank you. I can feel your love in your request. Thank you so much. Matthew Ramshaw flows to one and all. He's in Perth, Australia. Thank you, Matthew, and we feel you too. Michael Ramirez, at the door, can't afford to fall. Looking at my expectations, a good internet career with good income, and looking forward to meeting my equal, young as me she may be, all that was promised at birth. Hi, Michael. Blessings to all you're asking for. Now, this is all for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. Miglena Elliott in Bulgaria, Varna, Bulgaria. I want to put into the light my relationship with my mother, my brother, my daughter, and my sister-in-law. Thank you very much. And my left shoulder, which was injured about 2 years ago. Thank you. Gigi Swegler. She's putting her sons, Simon and Ezra, in the light to let them know I love them and miss them more than anything else. Mara Sarita. Heal from husband's sleep problems, insomnia. She's in Alhambra, California. Joyce Kruller in Reading. Would like to help infuse each member of my sweet Adeline chorus with positivity, a can-do attitude, and general helpfulness and participation in all chorus activities as we strive to reach our fundraising goals to help us prepare for our participation at international competition as five of the highest-rated choruses in the world. Thank you. That's from Joyce Crawler in Reading, and she's in a choir, Sweet Adeline. Jeffrey Genulis, Virginia Beach. Could you heal me from retinitis pigmentosa, a degenerative eye disease that slowly steals your night vision and your peripheral vision? Joan Anderson in Tottenham, Ontario, Canada. This request is for myself and my son. I am slowly recovering from a serious fall. It's been 9 weeks now, and I feel I need some loving, healing intervention. My son suffers from arthritis, is also suffering now as the seasons are changing. I ask for special love and light. He is such a good man. He suffers in silence, but the toll is showing. I am so proud of my son. And Joan Anderson again. This request is humbly put into the grid healing for my two dear friends who are retiring together and have their home up for sale so they can afford it. They have moved in together to pool their resources in order to continue the great voluntary work they care out with love and total commitment. I just put the speedy sale of their home into the light. And Jack Stackhouse, I think we did him already. We did. Look, Scott B. in Peoria. Depression. Financial. Scott, feel the energy right now. See if you can let it lift you. Min Vo has to do with a trial in Texas at the 47th District Court. He just asked that it turn out fairly for him. He's treated fairly. And William Bussey wished to restore my normal brain function after a stroke 1 year ago and restore my energy to my body. Amber Green, healing from sleep apnea, obesity, and severe diabetes. Wilbert Stevenson, improvement in the flow of money coming into my life. And we're going to take a moment now. Everyone that's on the call that has something they would like to shift, either health-wise, financial-wise, relationship-wise, health-wise for someone else, we're going to take a moment of sacred silence, and I'd like you to put those issues into this moment. And we'll be doing this again. Okay, and the next thing we're going to do is what I call our personal healing session. And when we do this, we can, it's a guided visualization to connect you with your greater self, to connect you with the earth and the celestial realms, in a way that you can actually feel the energy. Now, I am going to do something here that I haven't done, but I might stop it if it doesn't work. Terry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You know what? I edited a call from a few weeks ago. My voice is so crappy that I thought I would try to play the audio of this. So let me play a couple of lines. Let me know it's working okay. If it's not, I'll just do it, even with my crappy voice. But let's see if it comes off clearly.
And if you're in bed, crack your knees so your feet. And if you're in bed, crack your.
Terry, was that clear?
It was very clear.
Oh, very clear. Okay, we're gonna play this from a couple of weeks ago, and see you can hear what my voice sounds like when I'm not full of phlegm. All right. Okay.
Your knees so your feet are flat on your mattress. And there is this theory that the entire universe is made of one energy. And the Ra group calls it the law of one, that ultimately you and I are the same energy. You and I and the planet are the same energy. You and I and the Elohim are the same energy. It's just that we're all positioned in different places on the hologram, and there's this predisposition on planet Earth that people feel separated. They lose the experience of knowing by direct experience that they're part of each other. Now, in the higher realms, the Elohim, for example, and the Ra group are group souls, but they have the experience that even though they're many, many individuated energy forms, they know they're part of each other. So the goal of this vision is to move into the experience, not the belief, but the experience of the connection of the energies of oneness. So we start out with the Earth, and the Earth is alive. The Earth has feelings. The Earth is aware, and the Earth is part of the energy of this oneness. And as we talk about the Earth, we could imagine that the Earth is hearing us. And maybe the Earth is thinking, wow, they know I'm here. They've taken me for granted so many lifetimes. They've abused me. They've put explosions into me. They've killed people on my surface in wars. They've had nuclear blasts. They didn't know I was feeling anything. And the Earth was feeling it all. And it was hurting. And it was enduring. And so we're going to ask the Earth to send her energy from her center through the floor and into our feet. And you might notice a tingling. And if you feel that, and even if you don't, you can silently say, Earth, I love you. Thank you for being my host for so many lifetimes. And we bring the energy up from the Earth into our feet, through our legs, through our calves, through our groin, through our solar plexus, through our chest, through our neck, and into our head. It's like a finger of energy coming through the floor and moving through our bodies. And we are now grounded. We are connected to the Earth. And that connection is always there, waiting for you to tune into it. Now we're going to move that energy, and we're just using our imagination, through the top of our head. And imagine it is 1 foot above your head. Can you place the focus of your attention on the area a foot above your head? And you might see the energy moving through the top of your head, sometimes called your crown chakra, to that space above your head. And we're going to continue to move that energy up through our room, up to the ceiling. And now we're going to pop through the ceiling. And for some of you, you're going to be in under the sky. And for others, you're going to be in somebody else's room. And we're going to move through all the rooms till we get to the roof. And we're going to pop through the roof. And now we are in the sky above our home or wherever we are. And we're going to keep moving. We're going to move through the clouds. We're going to move through the outer energy fields of Earth. Some of you can feel something shifting in your body. We're going to keep moving up, up, and away. And we come to a point where all of our energies converge, where we touch each other. And we can imagine that we're really doing this, that we're really touching each other in our energy fields. And while we're doing that, we can say, I love you to everyone on this line and to everyone listening to the replays. Now, we're in an invisible area, so we really can't see anything. But take note of how your body is shifting, how it's relaxing, how it feels a sense of connection, a sense of belonging. We're moving into a place of truth, of oneness. And we're not glommed there. We're just temporarily touching into it. This is free will. And you're visiting that place where everything is connected. You can imagine just the fact that we're doing this in a group is projecting an energy through the veil, through the contraction. You're moving above whatever level of contraction you have. And we are now creating a shining light in the cosmos, all of us together. And we're going to invite our group souls to join with us. We're going to imagine that they can see that shining light. They said, even when I was first asking questions to Daphne, I said, how can you notice us when there's so many billions of people down there? And they said, we can see it when people penetrate through the veil. We can see their light penetrating through. So right now, just imagine that you're being seen and they're joining us. And some of you might have noticed when I said they were joining us, there was a shift in energy inside you. Some of you are feeling around your third eye, around your forehead, around the top of your head, all this energy. Remember, you're here and you're there. And you can't take inventory there. This is like faith that maybe this is happening. But you can take inventory of how your body feels and notice the shifts. And it's your own question. Why is that shift happening? Why does my body feel different when he says that? So we've made a huge conglomerate energy outside of the Earth realm, somewhere in another dimension, and it's all of us here, all of us on the replays, and our group souls. And now we're going to bring that energy back down and directly move it through our body and see how that feels. So we're coming down the same way we went up. We went up through the clouds. We went up through the cosmos. But when we come down, we're plugged in to this energy. When we went up, it was just us and the Earth. Now we have a lot of friends, energetic friends, sharing space with us. And we're coming down. And we come through the crown chakra, the top of our head. And can you feel that in your head? Can you feel the energy? Remember how it felt when we started? Now you can move this energy. If there's any place in your head that feels tense, send the energy to that place and ask it to relax, to let go into the energy. We go through our neck. Any place where the energy is stuck, you send it there. Usually, everybody could usually have a little help with their teeth and gums. So, see this energy as little clouds surrounding your teeth and gums. And ask it if it can heal any cavities, but it doesn't, any dysfunctions. Okay, now we went through our neck and we're going to look at our chest. Now, you know, the chest is where your heart is. It is where compassion starts. We're going to look at our hearts. And everybody has things in their heart that they're holding. And this compressing your heart. What compresses your heart energy? Remember, they're telling us to graduate this realm, our heart has to be 51% open. So this is a time to let go of things and get that heart open. Do you have any resentment towards anyone? Surround them in this energy. How about your parents? They brought you up and they left you with all these hang-ups. Do you have anger for your parents? You know, they did what they did because they didn't know any better. So let's forgive our parents if you need to. How about all the people you loved that abandoned you? You still angry with them? Remember how hurt you were? You opened up, you were vulnerable, and they discarded you, and they took you for granted. You got to forgive them. It doesn't mean you have to be their friend. It doesn't mean you have to condone their actions. But if you don't forgive them, you're holding points against you in opening your heart. People that didn't pay you back money. People that really left you broke and didn't care, and you thought they were your friend. And finally, the chances are all the things I just said that other people did to you, it's a good chance you did it to other people. If not this life, or other lives. And it's okay that you did those things, because that was in the past. And right now, you can forgive yourself and let it all go and be free of it. If you don't free yourself from those things in the past, it leaves guilt. And if you have guilt, it closes your heart down. Now, don't keep doing them, though. If you want to have an open heart, if you want to start reaching high spiritual realms, never, ever lie. Be very aware of your relationships with other people, and don't create new karma. Learn how that works. You can't use somebody and abandon them, because that creates karma. That creates guilt. Be very clear in your relationships if you want to open your heart. And let's move from our heart to our solar plexus. Now, you know, having an open heart does not mean wearing your heart on your sleeve. There's two qualities to add to an open heart that make it much more effective. One of them is wisdom. Wisdom is up higher. It's up in the neck, third eye area, and wisdom has to do with having discernment. Like, when you have discernment, you learn how to read people before they do something to you, and you say, I'm staying away from that. When you don't have discernment, you keep getting involved and you get hurt, and after enough times, you start having discernment. There's no quick way to bring discernment, although consider things carefully, learn from the wisdom of other people, learn from the experiences of other people, and, you know, something I told a friend of mine yesterday, don't trust people. You know, trust is not the same as unconditional love. Don't trust people. Realize that every time you have a new relationship with someone, that trust is something that will be earned over time. It's not something to be given blindly. And if you decide to give something blindly, it's okay to do that. Just don't give more than you can afford to lose. In other words, if you're going to loan somebody money, maybe you can loan them $10. And if they don't pay you back, just take a breath and say, okay, go on, it's okay. And you'll learn from that that you can't trust that person, perhaps. But don't loan them $10,000, because now you might be homeless if they don't pay you back. So never risk more than you can afford to lose, even in relationships. Let people prove themselves over time. That's why courtship can be important, because over a period of time, you'll find out what really makes someone tick. So the solar plexus is power. Another important force that a human has, quality, that helps with an open heart. Because power protects you. It gives you the ability to create boundaries and to choose when your boundaries open or shut. And when you have an open heart, you don't have to monitor it. An open heart radiates into the space. You don't have to decide who to love and who not to love. The heart opens and it changes the energy around you. But when you get personally vulnerable with someone, that's not the same as unconditional love. That's where you need the qualities of wisdom and power. People who have open hearts, sometimes they go to the supermarket and they feel the energies of everyone. So your power chakra, your power solar plexus, allows you to project an energy around you that keeps people's energies at a distance. So I want you all to feel your solar plexus. Take a moment and tap your tummy. And as you tap it, I want you to see energy going into that area. Have you ever seen martial arts or sushi people making sushi? They make guttural sounds from their solar plexus. Why? It increases the energy in their power chakra. We can do that together for a moment. And if no one's around you that'll think you're crazy, if you have people in the other rooms, they're not going to understand, so you can decide if you want to do it. But what's a guttural sound from your solar plexus? You ever hear martial arts people do that? If you do it, get it down low. Don't do, that's not from your solar plexus. It's put your hand in your solar plexus and feel your diaphragm tighten when you do it and go, You can practice doing that and help bring energy into that solar plexus area. I should unmute the lines, but I'm not going to. Maybe next week. We'll do it together and hear how that sounds over the phone. Okay. That must be highs. And then we go down to our second chakra. What is our second chakra? Our second chakra is our sex chakra. Our genitals area. And that's an area that needs energy in it just as well as the heart and the solar plexus. You know, our bodies are animal bodies. That's just the way it is. And you have to accept your animal side without judging it and without abusing other people with it. So each of us has to develop our own relationship with our second chakra. We all have, some of us, I won't say all, but some of us have different needs than other people. And you have to learn to be true to your needs in that area. Because if you're not, it starts to shut down all your other energies. And the higher realms don't care whether you are bi, hetero, mono. The only thing that matters is that you don't create hurt for other people. And you don't create shame for yourself, because there's an area here where you can have shame. And the shame may not even be because you did anything wrong. It may be because of you're conditioned. Maybe that if you happen to have, say, gay urges, maybe you've been trained all your life that that's wrong, and you feel ashamed of it. As we, when we've talked to our sources about this, and we've had questions, they said, you know, over many lifetimes, sometimes a male comes back as a female, or a female comes back as a male, and they change sexes, but they still have some of the energies of their former sex. So they tend to be attracted to the same partner, what would seem to be the same partner, but they're still carrying the polarity of the opposite partner. So this is something everybody has to figure out for themselves. And there's no right or wrong, just to not hurt people. Leave people better than you find them. It's best to have a long-term relationship. It's best. It's easier. But if you can't, leave somebody better than you find them, so there's no karma involved. And now we go down through our legs, through our feet, through our root chakra at the base of our spine, and we reconnect to the earth. And let's take a moment and feel what we've done. See if you can feel everything simultaneously, the connection to the higher realms and the connection to the earth. And your body is in the middle. Now, while you have this connection, I want you to put things in the light. I want you to imagine that our sources, and they say they can do this, are telepathic. And they can read your thoughts. Now, don't do this if you feel the least bit like your privacy is going to be violated or something else. If you don't trust us, don't do it. Just stay neutral here. But if you've been kind of coming to trust us, in this expanded space you're in, I want you to put things in the light and say, okay, I'm open to receiving help on this area of my health. I'd like to send the light to my friend who's in the hospital. I'd like to send the light to my partner because we're not understanding each other. I'd like to ask for understanding. I'd like to send the light to my neighbors who are having a fight. I'd like to send the light to our planet for healing. You can decide. But we're going to have some silence now. And I want you to think those thoughts of where you need assistance. And the more focused, the higher your intent, the more connected, the more chances of a shift.
Live, and let's just again reiterate putting the things in the light that we would like to see transformed.
remember, when you're doing this, you're tapping in to the energy of the universe, which is then the group souls that we communicate with. And they come in, for most people, they come in through the top of our heads, through our crown chakra. So if you can feel that energy in your crown chakra, then verbalize the things that you would like to see shift. Remember, this is all for the highest good and honoring free will. We are going to move now into hearing a message from our sources through Terry. By the way, thank you, Willow, for putting my cold in the light and your suggestions. I got an email from Willow. And, you know, one of the things... I haven't gotten a cold like this for ages, but years ago, I would get one at least once a season where I would run a flu, I'd be stuffed up. And the one thing I remembered that always worked for me is I would go to the acupuncture clinic in Santa Monica. And in every case, when I had... acupuncture, it would make my cold go away, usually within 24 hours. So when I'm still in this state tomorrow, I'm going to find a place to get acupuncture here in Sedona. And I thought I'd mention that because it might work for some of you as well. Terry, are you there? Also, another thing, before we start, apparently my links didn't work this morning on some of the things I sent out. So I will send them out again and double-check them. Father, Mother, God, you're there, right, Terry?
Yes, I'm plugging in the phone because... the charge is gone.
Do you have a charger in there?
Yeah. I'll know if it's working in just a minute.
Okay, let me know when it's plugged in.
Okay.
You know, sometimes... when you tune into a call like this, maybe there's an expectation, and we try to be professional, but we're really small. We're doing this just, it's a mom-and-pop operation. It's just been going on for a few years now, and, you know, we've had to handle everything in terms of production in-house as we go.
It's working now.
It's working, okay.
Yes.
So little things like plugging in the phone so it's charged or stuff like that.
we're doing it. But we have no team of producers, although we do have Dave and Heise who are helping. And thank you, both of you, for your welcoming everybody. How's your cold, Jerry?
Moving through its cycle.
Well, you sound better than I do, huh?
Yes.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protective space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we open the portals to bring in a verbal message through Jerry Brown. Thank you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is October 14th, 2012, planet Earth. And we see each and every one of you in and surrounded by love light, living love light, intelligent love light. And we hear your prayers. Not only do we hear your prayers, but as you put these goals, these desires, these hopes into the living of light, you are making a statement. You are making a statement to the universe, to your surroundings, to your environment, to your associates, of how you are planning your future, how you wish your future to go for you and for your friends. We hear you. The universe hears you and begins to realign to put those plans into action. That is a key. Hold within your framework, within your own matrix, the goal, even though there are other factors that indicate the goal is not there yet. There is a nonlinearity, two things being held. One is being held by the matrix around you of how the thing is at this time. The other one is your goal, your recreation of what you want it to be. And as you hold that goal, what is in the now can begin to merge into the goal that you are newly creating for yourself and your family and those you love. As we look at the things you have put in the light, see your great compassion, your great value of life, your hopes, your dreams, and we hold the vision with you that you put into the living love light, the intelligent living love light. This is a sacred moment as we connect with each and every one of you. We take a moment and we are with you. We touch those that wish to be touched. To the degree that you wish to be touched. We use our toolbox, our vibrational toolbox, to aid and assist and help create more vibrant connections that you are putting in the light for your own futures. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, I want you all to know that if you listen to our calls, if you listen to our messages, to my discernment, there is never anything on these calls that asks you to give up your power to something outside of yourself. There is hopefully nothing on these calls that creates fear. The goal here is to create empowerment, to create you moving into areas where you can be who you really are, and you can have all your spark plugs running, always under the auspices of the law of one, which means for the highest good and honoring free will. And that means that when you build for the highest good into your requests, you have the potential to have huge energies in other dimensions assist you with your requests, that they operate under the law of the highest good and the law of one. The law of
one is another way of saying for the highest good, because it means that we are all part of the same energy. And if you do anything or ask for anything, even inadvertently, where you don't even know the implications of it, then you would be in conflict with the law of one. Not that you're doing anything wrong, because you don't know. And in this realm, as we've learned, there are many, many influences that don't operate with those provisos, don't operate honoring the law of one, don't operate under the highest good. There are powerful beings and groups of beings that want to control us. And in fact, one of the things we've learned is that many of the things that you perceive as your hang-ups, as your problems, have actually not come from you and your essence, but they have come from what you could say were implants, mass hypnosis, watching television, reading the newspaper, buying into consensus reality systems, which are by and large controlled by the negative. And with underlying intent of disempowering you. And so the first thing is to forgive yourself for all those things and realize that you're not necessarily bad or wrong or weak. And understanding that those things have been brought and thrust upon you, sometimes totally against your will, and certainly against your knowledge. I don't know if you've noticed, but a question I asked myself is, why has the quality of education in the United States gone down so much? Why is there so little emphasis on education? In the 60s and 70s, our country had one of the best educational systems in the world. And we no longer have that. Why is it that we have trillions of dollars to go into the Middle East and create wars there, and we don't have the money to have the best educational system on the planet? Or the money, if we do have it, is not being spent in those areas. And you can see in a very blatant example how there are control factors that would wish this to occur. Why would they wish this to occur? Because an uneducated populace is easier to control, cannot think as well, become followers, don't apply scrutiny and discernment. And there's so many people that have the wool pulled over their eyes, and they don't know it. And of course, if you ever try to explain it to one of these people, most often you'll get into a huge argument, even with incredible evidence that this is true. So we are like a seed group that is bringing forth the energies that can correct that, that can empower you, that can help you get over these obstructions in yourself. Now, not everybody has just obstructions that are based on what we would say outside influences that have conditioned you to have certain attitudes, like, I am not worthy, I am not loved. Those are so prevalent amongst so many people, and those are not from their essence. Those are projected and learned. If you read the newspapers and watch the media and look at the ads, you've been trained to know that you're not worthy until you get an iPad and or until you wear certain clothes or until you go to a certain university or until you have a lot of money in the bank. And you've tied your worthiness to all those things. And the problem is if you don't have a lot of money in the bank and you're starting out with the idea of I am not worthy, then you put that message out to the universe and it becomes really hard to have a lot of money in the bank or to become more successful because your message is I am not worthy. And so we hope that by participating in the work we're doing, you can have some keys in shifting those ideas that you've incorporated that are not really true. And it can be done. Because once you start to overcome those things, and it's not easy, keeping in mind that you may have a whole lifetime of integrating those things. You may have past lives of integrating those concepts. And it carries from one life to the next. And to actually look at yourself as part of God, part of all that is, a small part in a body. And in fact, many of you who would be wanderers and starseeds actually came into this realm to be a ground crew for this. And once you're here, it all gets obscured by the manipulation and control patterns that are in this realm, from starting with your parents, starting with your neighborhood, and slowly but surely you've lost your own connection to divine essence. And that can be changed. It takes a huge intent on your part, a huge commitment on your part. And it's not magic. It has to come from inside you. But when you start peddling, there's this great analogy the
Elohim used in one of our talks. And they said, think of them like a bicycle, where when you're pedaling, the little energy of your feet transfers to this greater motion in the rear wheel and allows you to move much faster than you could move on the strength of your own feet. And the Elohim said, they're like that rear wheel. They're like transferring the energy. So you have to start a small motion. Don't just sit there and say change. Start a small motion so that you can hook in to the larger motion. Everyone can do this. Do things that are worthy, even when you don't feel worthy. Volunteer to hand out food for the homeless. Volunteer to go to an old age home and talk to people and see how you can contribute. And as you start doing that, you start being important to other people in a real, intrinsic way. And in that importance, your pattern starts to change. And you start feeling worthy. And you start feeling valuable. And it transfers into your personal goals as you do this. We're going to take another moment of silence and ask each of you to put those things inside of you that you would like to shift into this energy field, whether it be healing, whether it be personal accomplishment, whether it be abundance, whether it be healing for someone you know, and hold the space in the most reverent way possible. Consider the possibilities that these sources that are communicating with us can actually read your mind, and they can give you energetic support. They can help grease the wheels and create the synchronicities by keeping in mind that there must be an action on your part, some action to make it manifest into reality. We'll take a moment of silence, and then we'll go into our planetary healing session. Okay, now we're going to look at planet Earth. And planet Earth has got all these billions of beings, and each one is a transmitter. It's transmitting a consciousness. Many of the beings here, not most of them, but many are transmitting negative intents. Probably the greatest majority of people are feeling helpless,
feeling impotent and are looking outside themselves for something to make it better. Maybe they look to the government, maybe they look to their parents. The problem is, all those things that we could formally look outside of ourselves in the past are breaking down. And that causes the people to break down because they don't have anything to look towards. So we on this line are creating a new energy. It's not based on worldly things, but it still has to download into the world. And while you're on this line, consider that you're one of those humans that is not in that helpless state. That you are transmitting and or repeating a new energy. And it's moving from you into a high place above what we call consensus reality. And we are creating an energy network right now. And if we were going to look at this from the higher realms, and we had psychic vision, we would see all of these energies coming from the tops of our heads, crisscrossing our planet, creating a network which is above the normal prevalent network here, an energy network that's higher than the consensus. And we can imagine that as we do this, that our sources are able to join with this network. And perhaps we have a few hundred people on the line, and we have millions and millions of Elohim souls and Ra souls and any other beings of higher dimensions that are positive, that are aware of what we're doing, joining with us. And we ask for that to occur. And we are moving through the negativity in this realm. We are penetrating those lower lines of energy that are designed to trap people, to encapsulate them. We're above that. We're flying above that.
And as we circle our planet, we can work with earthquakes and natural disasters to begin with. We can work with the grid of fire surrounding the Pacific Ocean. What we do here is we take all of this grid work and we congeal it in our imagination into a cloud of light. And we move it over the Pacific Ocean. And why do we pick the Ring of Fire? Because it's the most volatile area of seismic activity on our planet. If you've watched the history of earthquakes, you'll have noted in the past few years, Japan, Chile, and other places along this area. We're going to see this cloud of light sending energy down through the surface of the planet, below the surface of the planet. We can start in South America and move it along the western coast of South America. And up through Central America. And we can imagine that there are these fault lines. There are these tectonic plates. And we surround them with light. And we ask that any earthquakes be moderated. According to our information, there has to be earthquakes, because there's a lot of things that need to be released. We ask that they be moderated away from population centers. Small ruptures that let off the tension gradually. We move from South America to Central America, up the coast of Central America, up the coast of Mexico, up the western coast of the United States from San Diego to Carlsbad, to Westminster, to Los Angeles. The greater Los Angeles area, which is a hotbed of earthquake potentials. Up through Ventura, Santa Barbara, the west coast of the United States, San Francisco, another hotbed of earthquake activity. Let's see our cloud hovering over San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland, Walnut Creek. And all the environs of San Francisco area where there are fault lines. And we move
into Marin County, Sausalito, and up through California, up through the coast, into Oregon, Portland, Mount Hood. Washington State, Seattle, Vancouver, Mount Rainier, and we move up and across to the southern coast of Alaska, the eastern coast of Russia, and down through Russia to Indonesia, the Philippines, Hong Kong, Singapore, and of course Japan. And as we are in Japan, we see ourselves surrounding the nuclear disaster and ask for radioactivity to be contained or transmuted, if that's possible. Fukushima. And we go through Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii, and all the islands in the Pacific. And let's surround this cloud around the entire world and ask for rain where there's areas of drought, where there's not food. And people need this rain for food. Let's send this cloud of light over the Middle East, over Israel, Syria, Iran, Iraq. And ask that all those people who are in decision-making positions might tune into compassion. Mm-hmm. And the law of one in their decisions. We ask this for leadership all over the world, in Washington, D.C. We ask for whatever balancing can be done to all those things that are being manipulated and controlled, that it be done. Things like GMOs, chemtrails, HARP. We ask for interventions that no nuclear weapons be allowed to go off on our planet for the highest good of all concerned. We ask for the connection with all those groups on our planet that would be wishing for the same things, and have them, if their high selves permit it, join with us in this session. We ask for all those areas of health Crest Health, Freedom of Health, Freedom of Health Choices, Freedom of the Internet. We go back to each one of you that is listening to this call or listening to the replay, that make an attempt at remembering that you are part of the recreation of the new reality.